Free Talk Live. You can take control of the airwaves. Hijack them at 1-800-259-9231. That's 800-259-9231. Bring up anything. Maybe it's a political issue. Maybe you got a personal problem. You want to talk about it. We're here for you. Dean here with you.
And man,
1-800-259-9231. Join us online as well at freetalklive.com. You'll find all kinds of good stuff on there, including the archives. Last 6 days of the show, fully archived and described, right there on the front page of the website. In fact, we'll take you back even farther than 6 days. If you scroll past day number six, that'll take you to a link to our friends over at downloadradio.org, and they will provide you with months' worth of the show. All of it is on the house at freetalklive.com. And you should know that Free Talk Live is brought to you by the Free State Project. It's your only chance for liberty in your lifetime. And you can get more information about the Free State Project by calling them toll-free 1-888-532-4604. That's 888-532-4604. Or you can go to freestateproject.org. Again, freestateproject.org. So, Manwich, let's talk about breasts.
Okay.
We haven't done personals. We don't get to do enough personal stuff on Free Talk Live. Mm-hmm. I mean, we come across political issues all the time, and those are great. And we love talking politics. We love talking about freedom and liberty. But there are some other things that are fun to talk about as well. And
sure.
Breasts are certainly fun to talk about, aren't they?
Well, they are for some.
Now, we don't want to, you know, we don't want this to be seen as pandering or anything like that. It's not. It's a serious conversation about how men and society perceives mammaries.
Yeah.
So here's where I'm getting this from. Our bulletin board system at freetalklive.com, Shane Kay, made a post. And he's asking some interesting and provocative questions. He asks, why do most women have such a problem with showing their breasts, but most guys don't? And why do so many people frown on women showing their breasts, but not men? There are more questions, but why don't we answer those two first?
Well,
Do most women have a problem with showing their breasts, first of all? Is his premise correct?
I would think so. I mean, you know, certainly they're taught not to.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
You think that's why?
I think it's mostly...
Society.
Society, yeah.
Okay.
I mean, there's certainly societies where they, you know, you've seen National Geographic. They walk around with them just hanging right out there.
There was actually a story a few months ago from California where I don't know if she's a representative. She's somebody who works in law out in California who's trying to get the law changed to where women could walk around topless. Because right now, it's fully legal for a man to walk down the street without anything but a pair of boxers on.
Sure.
But if a woman wants to walk down the street letting them hang out, she's going to get slapped with an indecency charge,
right.
Maybe even written up as a sexual predator. Not predator, but the on the list. She'd get put on the list. What's that called? The sexual deviant list?
Whatever.
I've forgotten its name. But you know, when you...
The term would change state to state.
She'd be put
anyway.
On the list with all of the child molesters. Sex offenders, that's what it is. Because she showed her breasts in public.
Yeah. That's
and
bizarre.
There's no doubt in my mind that that's wrong.
I agree.
And that's wrong. So, it's definitely a societal thing. He also asked again, so why do so many people frown on women showing their breasts, but not men? I don't frown on it personally. By all means, ladies,
well,
let it hang out. Doesn't bother me.
Some instances are better than others.
Obviously. But if one is to be free to let them hang out, they should all be free to let them hang out, right?
You can do it in Miami on the beach.
On all the beaches or on one beach?
No, Miami Beach.
Really?
Yeah.
The whole beach is a nude beach?
It's not
or a topless beach.
Topless beach.
Interesting.
Well, I mean, it's much more, European place.
Hmm. Well, maybe that's, you know, again, it harkens back to our puritanical history here in America, I think. I mean, all the way back to the Puritans coming
Miami's
here.
Miami's hardly stuff. America.
I understand that. I'm talking about the other parts of the country where this is unacceptable. It's unacceptable to see mammaries and areola.
God knows.
I mean, I don't understand what's so frightening about it. He says, I have my own theory, but I want to know what others here think. And then he adds one final question. If a woman's breasts were treated the same way as a guy's, would guys be so anxious for women to show them their breasts in the first place? Because everybody knows that that's a big deal for a lot of men. I mean, there are a lot of men that are really into
seeing
mammaries.
Mm-hmm.
And so if women showed them off more often...
No, they wouldn't be as big of a deal.
No.
No.
It would be...
Nowhere near as big of a deal.
It'd be regular.
Yeah.
It wouldn't be special at all. I mean, the only thing that would be special...
You would still appreciate a well-formed woman.
Absolutely.
Anyway.
Yes, I mean you'd certainly pay attention to a hottie coming in the room or something like that, but it wouldn't be a big deal if she lifted up her shirt because you've seen them before. You know, I mean that they're all over the place.
The
all
lifting
women
of the
have
shirt
them.
Is different than the not having a shirt on. So if you're on the beach walking around topless, that's a different situation than just like lifting them. You know, I mean it's still. I mean, imagine a guy in just a social situation lifting his shirt. It'd still be a little weird.
No, but I'm just talking about just in general. I mean, as far as, you know, when there's a woman in a room and there's guys there and they're looking at her, they're thinking about seeing her naked. But if they were more used to seeing women naked, if they were more, you know, if it was more prevalent in our society, like it is over in Europe, would we really care that much to see them anymore?
I don't really care if, I don't see the big deal about walking around naked.
I don't either, personally.
But
I mean, I could see it'd be a big deal in places that are cold, but down here in Florida, no biggie. So, I thought it was some interesting questions, you know, as far as, we have the Puritans come here and settle, and of course, Puritans are a very strict religious sect.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, I don't know what their rules are. I know they're still out there. There are still people that call themselves Puritans these
really?
Days, aren't there?
I did not know that.
Maybe it's the Quakers that I'm thinking of.
Certainly
I'm thinking of the Quakers. The Quakers are out there. Would they qualify as Puritans, the Quakers? I don't know.
I don't think so.
1-800-259-9231. Are there Puritans?
They would certainly be Puritan by normal standards, but
right.
I mean, those Quakers back then.
I think that the sexual repression that we have in this country comes directly from them, and I think that unfortunately, because of their influences, I think they're
right. Just because of the name.
Well, they
the
were.
The Puritans weren't that big of a movement.
Well, they came here and they settled, and they were one of the first original groups here in America. Anyway, I think that a lot of problems we have in society come from this. You know, it's kind of like the forbidden fruit aspect, right? When you tell kids they can't drink, what do?
They drink when they can.
They go out and they get wasted as often as possible.
Mm-hmm.
You tell them they can't.
Because it's fun,
drink, right? It's dangerous.
If they don't want me to do it, it must be fun.
Right, it's bad. And it's exciting to be bad. It's exciting and exhilarating to do things that people say you're not supposed to do.
Mm-hmm.
But if nobody ever said you aren't supposed to show your mammaries, then it wouldn't be a big deal anymore. If nobody ever said that sex is bad, kids, sex is bad, you shouldn't have sex, that makes them want to go out and do it. I don't understand why these people don't get that picture. And you would think that the Puritans, who of course are based heavily in steeped in religion, you'd think they'd know better. You'd think they would be the first group of people to know that when you prohibit something, when you tell someone not to do something, even the garden, when you tell someone not to do something, they have a likelihood to go ahead and do it.
Certainly.
Why don't the Christians understand forbidden fruit? Why do they insist on telling their kids?
I don't think it's just the Christians that say, you know, you can't that keep their kids from drinking, or I mean, there's
I don't
lots
know.
Of people.
First group that came in mind, but well, who else? I mean,
certainly in most religions, most of your major religions.
Okay,
and there's plenty of people that would. Everybody wants to control somebody else's behavior.
Puritanical religions. And especially your kids' behavior. You want to control your kids' behavior. We're talking about parents now and kids. So the parents are convinced that if they just prevent their kids from doing these things or encourage them not to do them, they won't do them. Don't they remember their own childhoods? I mean, were they the good kids that they want their kids to be? I don't think so.
And are they so messed up and terrible because they weren't?
That's another good question.
You know, I mean,
are you a functional adult?
Right.
Of course.
I smoked pot when I was younger.
Yeah.
Does that make me bad now?
Did it warp your mind?
I don't think it did.
I don't think so either. 1-800-259-9231. How do you feel about mammaries and Puritanism? We want to hear from you. 1-800-259-9231. Do you think that if women let them hang out more often, they'd lose all their mystique?
I think so.
This is your show.
Not all their mystique.
It's Free Talk Live. More coming back.
Not all of us.
Gano Cafe is the new energy drink that's sweeping the globe, already a number one beverage in Asia. Gano Cafe is the new energy drink for coffee, tea, and cocoa lovers. What makes Gano Cafe special is the secret ingredient, reishi, a concentration of six species of red mushroom, also known as the miraculous king of herbs. Known for its high nutritional value, reishi packs a bigger punch than ginseng. One packet of Gano Cafe is the energy equivalent of a whole pot of coffee. All natural Gano Cafe tastes great and is a drug-free alternative for optimal health and longevity, with several delicious varieties, including mocha, hot cocoa, and the Brazilian coffee classic. You can experience Gano Cafe for yourself. Find out what people around the world are drinking for energy and to meet the demands of a busy day the natural and healthy way. Try Gano Cafe today. Visit www.healthycoffeeonline.us or call 888-784-0718. Call now and receive a free gift with your first order. That's 888-784-0718.
When making important financial decisions, you should always know the facts. That's why Midas Resources is willing to pay you to read the facts. Midas Resources, a team of hand-picked financial specialists with decades of financial experience who are ready to provide you with state-of-the-art, up-to-date financial services. Midas Resources offers a host of services and stands behind their products. In fact, if you call and order their free Midas report, Midas Resources will pay you. This detailed report will provide you with financial history on the safest and most profitable areas to invest in. If you read the report, Midas Resources will send you a free Walking Liberty silver half dollar. So what are you waiting for? Get the facts and call Midas Resources toll free at 888-292-2709. That's 888-292-2709. And remember, if you read the Midas report, you'll receive a free Walking Liberty silver half dollar.
Reason is the true life-giving activity of an educated mind. At ReasonToFreedom.com, we regard independent thinking as a supreme virtue and the best hope for a free society. ReasonToFreedom.com is a free online weekly libertarian magazine and is the premier voice of the Reason Liberty movement. At ReasonToFreedom.com, you'll find articles on individual rights, health, popular music, love, homeschooling, God and morality, SUVs, the national debt, humor, the free state project, pocket protectors, family values, living wills, bankruptcy laws, and golf. Some of our columns include, Is Atlas Shrugging? Fired for Smoking. Asbestos Lawsuits. The Joy of Chiropractors. Please Drink and Drive. And Impeach the Criminal in Chief. Tap into ReasonToFreedom.com, a central site for the emerging Reason Liberty movement. Find out why if liberty is what you want, reason is what you need. That's ReasonToFreedom.com.
If the cost of your prescriptions are getting out of control, you want to listen carefully to this. RxDrugCard.com is a simple, innovative program designed to give individuals the same purchasing power as large HMOs and insurance companies. As a member of RxDrugCard.com, you'll enjoy savings of up to 80% on all prescription medications at over 52,000 USA pharmacies, including Walmart, Walgreens, and Eckerd's. Don't risk ruining your health by using cheap, counterfeit, foreign drugs. This program provides savings on safe, genuine, FDA-approved medications with low membership fees, unlimited use, no age or income requirements, and coverage for all pre-existing conditions. RxDrugCard.com is an absolute must for anyone who pays for their own prescriptions. Enroll today for as little as $4.50 per month at www.RxDrugCard.com and start saving immediately. RxDrugCard.com is backed by a 30-day money-back guarantee. Visit RxDrugCard.com or call 888-216-2461. That's 888-216-2461.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-9231. That's 800-259-9231 and log on at freetalklive.com.
This is Free Talk Live, 800-259-9231, Saturday night edition, Ian here with you.
And Manwich.
You take control of the phones, 1-800-259-9231. You can email us, ftl@freetalklive.com. But this is the show about your calls, and you can bring up anything. So your calls are primary. Emails, we might get to them. Maybe. You can also join us online at freetalklive.com. We've got the live streaming broadband version of the show, the dial-up version as well. They're all there free at freetalklive.com. Let's go to the phones and to the fun. We're talking about, well, mammaries tonight. And people's uncomfortability with them. And just people don't want to see them, and they're afraid of nudity, and sex is bad, this whole puritanism that we have in this country. Let's go to Chris in Ohio. You're on Free Talk Live with Ian Manwich. Hello.
Hey, great show. You know, this is my first time listening, but I find that I really agree with you guys on a lot of things. I heard some things about this network that you guys are on, but I actually agree with you guys. I mean, especially on the sexual, you know, I think that we are kind of sexually uptight. We think that we're open sexually and that we're kind of, you know, more evolved, but I think
Do people think that in America? I don't think so.
But, you know, I think, you know, as much as I love this country, I think we can learn a thing or two from our friends in Europe.
And absolutely.
And a lot of things, especially the whole breast issue. I mean, you know, you're right. Anytime you try to kind of sweep something underground or make it kind of forbidden, you know, it's like, okay, makes it more exciting, you know?
Yes.
So.
Absolutely. I mean, it seems so obvious to me. Why is it that religious people don't get that?
Well,
I'm not saying all religious people are like that, but you know what
I mean. Yeah, absolutely. Now, I don't know if you guys will go with me on this one, but I think it's the same thing, the same logic applies to, and I wouldn't say we're legalizing all drugs, but I would say certain ones. I mean, if you look at two of the most...
We're for decriminalizing all drugs on this show, Chris.
Well, that's great. I mean,
yeah.
That's, you know...
Every last one of them.
That's cool. You guys surprised me. Like I said, I heard some things about this network, but you guys really...
Well, most people that are listening, you know, on the radio don't even know what network we're on. We're just another show. So just because we're on one network doesn't mean that all the shows on the network are the same way.
Well, I appreciate that, and I'm glad. I'll definitely keep listening to you guys. You make a lot of sense.
Well, you're right about the drug issue, Chris. You tell people not to do them. What do? They go out and do them, and then they do harder drugs.
Exactly. You would lose the war on drugs in the process, spend a lot of time and money on cops and everything else, and not enough money on treatment.
Let's not forget about endangering the lives of every man, woman, and child in America because you've used the black market to run the price of drugs up 7,000% so that the people that are addicted to these things feel the need to kill and steal in order to get this stuff.
Absolutely.
So, you know, the fact is, I don't do heroin. I don't want to do heroin. But I could die tonight because some heroin addict has to get his next fix because the stinking government has made all this crap illegal so they can employ all these cops so they can take our freedoms away, Chris.
Absolutely.
One of the other things, while you're here,
I mean,
Chris...
does it sound like a conspiracy, by the way?
It certainly does.
One of the other things, Chris, and while you're here, I want to get your comments on it. I want to talk about the side effects of sexual repression and puritanism, and not just the fact that people have more that people that are told not to have sex will go ahead and do it. But the obvious consequence of that is if you're having sex, you're risking the number one issue. No, AIDS is not the number one issue.
Well,
pregnancy is.
Pregnancy and sexually transmitted diseases right behind that.
We were raised, you know, when I was growing up, the message was, don't have sex.
Yep.
It's bad. It's scary. It's, you know, and there was the message of use a condom, but really the primary message was don't have sex.
Yep.
So what did all the kids do? They went out and they had sex. Now, my fiance, she's in her, she's like 23 now, and she goes down to where she grew up. She can barely even count the amount of people that don't have kids. Kids her age.
Mm.
Girls that she knew in high school who got knocked up at 18, 19,
sure.
17, 20. And these girls aren't ready for it.
Nope.
Nobody out of high school or in college is ready to have a kid.
Well, they'll get ready.
They're forced into it, but, you know, if they were told the truth, look, sex feels good, but, you know, this is why you want to wait till it's the right moment for you and... You have to decide when that is, and
right.
It, you know, may not be when you're 16 or 17. It may be, you know, in your 20s, or, you know, at least give them some message and explain that, yes, it is good, but all in due time and explain what the consequences are. And
it's
honest
so
about
sensible.
It.
Your life's going to stink if you get pregnant.
Right.
Exactly.
Right. That approach, Chris, seems so sensible. But there would be people in America that would be shocked to hear us say these things.
Yep. I hear you.
Thanks for the call, man. We really appreciate it. 1-800-259-9231. I mean, what we're talking about is just common sense, and Chris is absolutely right. Sex is fun, and it's usually good, clean fun for the most part. But there are risks involved.
Mm.
And risk number one is pregnancy. Risk number two, sexually transmitted diseases.
And babies cost lots and lots in America right now.
Absolutely. What? Well, I don't even... I know... I remember I've seen some of the calculations. Hundreds of thousands of dollars.
Essentially, every time you look at a small child, think of a rare Italian sports car. Because it's going to cost a quarter mil to raise this child.
Yeah, over 18 years.
And...
I think that's being conservative.
The return on them, not so good. I mean,
sure.
Take the quarter
especially
mil...
Especially if you try and tell them what
in the
to
bank.
Do. especially if you try to tell them what to do. I think a lot of people make mistakes. I think a lot of people, you know, have made mistakes in their past. They got somebody knocked up. They had a kid, and then they decided to themselves, okay, I'm going to tell this kid to never have sex, because if I hadn't had sex, then I would have never had the kid, right? I'm going to do this kid a favor and tell him never have sex until he's, you know, into his 20s or he's married.
So you're married.
Whatever, right. Which is totally asinine as well. And then it's just going to, the process is just going to repeat itself. Go ahead, have sex, but be safe. Because I'm not going to help you, and I'm not going to support you if you get some girl knocked up. Here, show some examples, too. Well, let's go around to, look, here are my old high school buddies. Here's Jimmy from high school. What's he doing with his life? Well, let's see, he's working 20 hours a day just so he can feed his family because he got his girlfriend knocked up 3 times.
He doesn't know how to use a condom.
That is the most amazing thing to me. I've got a good friend that I went to school with. He's okay. But his brother, he's my age, 20, 24, 25.
Mm-hmm.
Guy's got 3 kids.
Good Lord.
And he's not working an executive job. This is a dude that changes tires for a living. How do you have enough money to pay your cable bill?
I don't know. You know, some people do really well with lots of kids. They love it. Kids are just their life. I'll tell you, I was going to Home Depot today with my wife, and she's kind of thinking about this kid thing pretty strong. She's
right.
36.
She's got baby fever.
And she's not really baby fever, but she's feeling it.
Uh-huh.
Man, it was awful.
Mm.
Just, I went there, there was one family that had 4 kids, and there was another that, and they were screaming like a chorus of howling banshees.
Were the parents in their 20s or were they older?
They were a little older, maybe early 20s.
Early 30s.
Okay. It looked like they got together and said, we're going to have a big family,
mm-hmm.
is what it seemed like. I mean, there were, you know, this was an attractive couple in their probably early 30s with 4 howling. And it's like they each had a little different pitch. So it was like, ooh. I mean, they were terrible little...
Right.
Awful noisemakers. And then in the same Home Depot, I watched probably a 3-year-old boy while his two parents were talking to the Home Depot guy run around and punch the Home Depot guy in the butt.
Oh my gosh.
Yeah, just struck a stranger.
More coming up, 800-259-9231. Your thoughts on kids and...
Sure didn't help my wife's case on getting kids. I'll
prohibiting
tell you.
Sex, Puritanism. Also coming up tonight, if we get a chance, New London, Connecticut. There's more developments in the Kelo case. This is your show. It's Free Talk Live.
So what's in your shampoo, bath soap, and dish soap? Chlorides, dyes, ethanol, sulfates, sodiums, formaldehydes, etc.? Read the labels. Inhaling exposure can lead to coughing, wheezing, shortness of breath, headache, and nausea. Also may be irritating to the skin and mucous membranes and cause you to seek medical help. Perfumes, also known as fragrance on a label, can indicate the presence of thousands of separate ingredients. Now, just by one example, here's what's in my Calben Pure Soap Shampoo. It's all natural, earth-friendly, it contains extra virgin cocoa butter oils and vegetable protein oils. No harsh chemicals, no animal tallow or testing. So what are you waiting for? Call now, 1-800-340-7091, and find out how a family of 4 can save over $1,000 per year on all their cleaning products with Calben Pure Soaps. Call Calben toll-free at 1-800-340-7091. That's 800-340-7091, or visit CalbenPureSoap.com.
The 2004 Libertarian presidential candidate, Michael Badnarik, is a Free State Project member. The Free Talk Live crew are all members of the Free State Project. Thousands of people from the United States and the world are Free State Project members. What do these individuals know that you don't? We know that you can have liberty in your lifetime. We're all moving to what may be the freest state, New Hampshire. Once there, we will reduce government and expand the free market. You deserve to be free, and we will be free. Join the Second American Revolution. Join the Free State Project. Call 888-532-4604 or visit freestateproject.org. That's 888-532-4604 and freestateproject.org. If you believe in individual freedom, personal responsibility, and limited government, and are ready to do something about it, call 888-532-4604 now or log on to freestateproject.org.
People in Asia have enjoyed it for thousands of years. Gourmet Magazine calls it the world's most seductive fruit. It's the exotic mangosteen, heavenly delicious and packed with nutritional benefits. From the rainforests of Southeast Asia, the small, beautiful mangosteen earns its nickname Queen of Fruit, with a taste that is indescribably blissful and health benefits that are off the charts. Because Zango is made from the whole mangosteen fruit, it delivers a serious nutrient-packed punch. Loaded with xanthones, which are some of the most powerful antioxidants ever found, fighting hard to support microbiological balance, maintain immune system health, promote joint flexibility, and provide positive mental support, and so much more. Now you can experience the whole fruit goodness of the mangosteen with Zango, the original mangosteen functional health beverage. Order your Zango by calling now, 800-625-2890, or visit mangosteenmarket.com. That's MANGOSTEENmarket.com. Call now, 800-625-2890.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-9231. That's 800-259-9231 and log on at freetalklive.com.
This is Free Talk Live, and you can take control toll-free 1-800-259-9231. That's 800-259-9231. It's Ian here with you.
And Manwich.
And you can join us online at freetalklive.com. We've got the bulletin board system where... Well, the conversation continues after hours. You only get 2 hours a night at Free Talk Live. We do it 6 nights a week for you. But there's 22 hours left in that day where you don't have Free Talk Live to listen to. What are you supposed to do with yourself? Of course, you can listen to the archives, which we give you for free at freetalklive.com. But you can actually interact with us and the rest of the Free Talk Live listenership on our bulletin board system. There are almost 700 users registered there. There are thousands of posts for you to search around, surf around through. Everything from fun stuff to serious stuff to real issues being discussed at freetalklive.com. So be sure you go and check that out. So I think we're done, I think, at this point with the whole my rant on Puritanism and the suggestion that sexual repression just creates sexual deviancy. That's the summary. I think that if you were to take two kids, and one of them was to be raised in this, you know, preacher's kid environment where he's told not to do this, and not to do that, and not to do this other thing, and then the other kid is raised in sort of an open-minded parenting environment where they're told the truth about sex and other things, that it is, you know, it is risky, but it's also fun. I think that you're going to see that the kid with the strict upbringing is probably going to be a sexual deviant.
Well, I think that's a fine opinion you got.
What do you think? You don't think it's accurate?
I don't know what makes deviance.
I think it's repression. Okay. Personally, I think it's being told you can't do something, and that manifests itself in like freaky sexual kinks and stuff like that. Anyway, that's my thought. 800-259-9231. Back to the issues. Let's go and talk about New London. A few weeks back, the Supreme Court came down with a tremendous ruling that basically totally destroyed property rights in this country. They said that whenever a city or a county government or state government wants to, they can take your property and they can give it to private owners. They can give it to private companies or other private individuals to build something new on if it means more tax money for the city.
I hope that... the Free State Project manages to take Judge Souders home.
Oh, yeah.
That'll be great.
Well, here's what's going on in New London. We're in touch with the people, the seven homeowners that mm-hmm. actually are involved here.
It's the seven left, right?
Yeah.
And the whole neighborhood.
They're the holdouts. And so they keep sending us updates, like the news that we don't get through the major media because they're not reporting on this. This is only being reported in Connecticut.
Mm-hmm.
So here's the story.
Free Talk Live, the only place you can get this stuff.
Right. Here's the story. In late June, the U.S. Supreme Court endorsed a move by the New London Development Corporation to take private property to make way for a complex of offices, condominiums, and a hotel designed to strengthen the local economy. But NLDC, New London Development Corporation leaders, now say the victory's been spirited away from them by the Institute for Justice, the law firm representing the property owners, which has moved swiftly to urge state legislatures to reform their laws to protect the rights of private property owners. So the
sounds like good news here.
The NLDC, as we understand it, is actually the government. It's actually members from the government who formed this corporation in order to transfer these properties to.
Sure.
That's what they are. So this is the government, the NLDC. To preserve the eminent domain power, now under review in Connecticut and other states, the NLDC has hired a public relations consultant to lobby state legislators and allay the epidemic fear that all private property is now vulnerable to government seizure. What? It's not?
It's just to allay the fear.
They're just allaying the fear. So it's still,
they're not denying it. They're just allaying the fear.
Your property's still completely vulnerable, but now they've got this sleazebag named Jeffrey Lichtman.
And I would love to kick his butt in a dark parking lot.
He looks like a sleazebag bureaucrat, too, doesn't he? Doesn't he just, I'll post this link on the Free Talk Live BBS.
Just love to find him someplace dark.
You can take a look at him. Maybe we'll make a Photoshop contest out of this guy. Anyway, here's what the article says about him. The consultant, Jeffrey Lichtman, knows how to move around the corridors of power. He started working in state politics in 1974. When he joined the campaign of the blah, 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 the governor served as chief of staff to so-and-so, blah. And blah, blah, blah. Well, he was referred to the NLDC by another lobbyist. He'll instead begin working. He will not be its new public face. He'll instead work behind the scenes to help the agency buff its image. Their image of being a violent gang of thugs who is taking people's property from them. So let's see how they can buff that image up. So he's going to take control over how the Fort Trumbull redevelopment is portrayed in the press. He'll also try to pull together a grassroots network of local people who support the NLDC and its mission. Bunch of punks. The NLDC refused Wednesday to disclose his salary, claiming it was funded with private money. Agency leaders claim the Institute for Justice has...
How is it going to be funded with private money?
That's just what they're claiming.
Yeah, to prove it.
Agency leaders claim the Institute for Justice has obscured the facts of the eminent domain case by fomenting fear that governments can now evict homeowners at whim if they find a developer who promises higher tax revenue, a situation that the agency says is far from the truth. Oh, really?
Mm.
The NLDC believes public opinion would swing into its camp if people understood that dense cities like New London, which suffer from a dearth of vacant land, sometimes have to use eminent domain to attract the sort of development that might go otherwise to the suburbs. Aww, poor little cities.
It's not real. A city's made up.
Yeah,
a city doesn't exist.
There is no such thing as a city. It's just a concept in people's minds. They're a bunch of bureaucrats that are making these decisions. And they're making these decisions based on people who are politically connected, wanting favors.
Yep.
People who fund their campaigns.
These homeowners own their land. You can't take it away from them. I don't care what quote-unquote city you work for. It is wrong.
They're nothing more than a group of thugs with guns. I'm sorry. That's all the government is. Eminent domain not only helps depressed cities. Oh, they're so sad.
depressed cities
create jobs and generate tax revenue, the NLDC says. It also helps to reduce suburban sprawl. There's that word, sprawl. It sounds so bad, doesn't it? It sounds so scary. By concentrating businesses in the urban centers. See, these people know what's good for a city.
Now, why?
How dare you question them?
Why in the world would that affect suburban sprawl? I mean, it has nothing to do with suburban sprawl.
Just whenever land is talked about, they just use those words. It just scares people.
But it's stupid. You're going to put businesses on this land where you're taking the homes away from, so these people have to move somewhere. Where are they going to move? The suburbs.
Yes.
So, in fact, they're going to have to sprawl. This is more lies and innuendo put
Absolutely.
Out by the government.
And the suggestion that the city needs to create jobs, that the city needs to, you know, set everything up, is so patently false.
Yeah.
It is amazing.
God knows we wouldn't know how to build a building where to put it.
Wait, thank goodness.
The city didn't tell us.
Thank goodness there are such things as cities, because without them, there would be no jobs.
Boy, if there was people wouldn't be able to live close together if there weren't cities.
I mean, listen to this guy.
So stupid.
Here's a quote from him. The issue of eminent domain is very complex and often misunderstood.
No, it's not. It's simple robbery, you bastard.
Yes, it's people with guns taking other people's property. That's all. More coming back. 1-800-259-9231. We'll talk about this sleazebag and hopefully hear from you. This is your show. It's Free Talk Live, so take control.
Why continue to suffer from pain, illness, and disease when natural health and wellness therapies are within your reach? Hundreds of people report improved health and wellness using the Rife frequency technology. In the 1920s, research scientist Royal Raymond Rife discovered that disease organisms can be destroyed using resonant frequencies. The BioSolutions Frequency Instrument uses this same technology for relief or elimination of pain and disease conditions. There are no side effects. Join others in discovering a return to natural health and wellness. Don't just treat symptoms, eliminate the cause. BioSolutions has over 550 pre-programmed auto sequences for various health conditions and is very easy to use. Customer satisfaction is guaranteed or your money back. For more information, call Alternative Technologies toll-free 866-885-6625. 866-885-6625. One more time, that's 866-885-6625.
I want you to take a moment to think about moving out of your home, uprooting your family, uprooting your career, changing your whole life. Thought about it? It's quite a commitment, isn't it? I'd like you to think about this, too. Do you feel like we're rapidly losing our civil liberties with each passing day? Does this worry you? Does it bother you that our politicians don't even read many of the laws they sign? Thousands of members of the Free State Project have made that commitment to change their lives by gathering 20,000 people with a plan to move to New Hampshire to remind the world that freedom works. When we reduce the size, scope, and expense of government, you and your family will be free to run your life and run your business as you see fit. With the Free State Project, you can have liberty in your lifetime. For more information on the Free State Project, please visit our website, freestateproject.org, or call toll-free at 1-888-532-4604. That's 888-532-4604. Or freestateproject.org.
If you're concerned about keeping your cardiovascular system healthy but don't want to take prescription drugs, then take a look at heartandbodyextract.com from Healthy Hearts Club. It's a 100% certified organic liquid extract. It provides your body with the necessary vitamins, minerals, amino acids, enzymes, and phytochemicals it needs to heal and balance itself. By getting the nutrients it needs, your body can balance your blood pressure and your cholesterol levels on its own without prescription drugs, and you'll have more energy. What's more, your body can clean and clear your arteries on its own as long as it has the proper nutrients. Everybody understands the importance of keeping their arteries clear, but did you know that in 25% of the cases, the first symptom of blocked arteries is death? Don't take unnecessary risks. Keep your arteries healthy and clear by taking Heart and Body Extract. To get Heart and Body Extract, go to heartandbodyextract.com or call 1-866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Call now.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-9231. That's 800-259-9231 and log on at freetalklive.com.
This is Free Talk Live, 1-800-259-9231. It's your show. You can take control via the phones. 800-259-9231. It's Ian here with you.
And Manwich.
Join us online and check out the Shrine of Female Listeners. Dozens of ladies have sent us their picture, and we put them up on our website. In fact, we got new ones coming up this weekend. So if you're signed up for the updates at freetalklive.com, actually you could just go straight to updates.freetalklive.com, sign up that way. We'll send you an email address, or an email to your email address when the new Shriners, the new ladies, are on the site.
Now, there's going to be some on Sunday, right?
Sometime between now and the end of the weekend, they will be going up. So there. All right, freetalklive.com. We're talking about New London, Connecticut. We're talking about the latest development there. What's going on is the city, or the city leaders calling themselves the NLDC, New London Development Corporation, have hired a slime ball. They've hired a public relations consultant, Jeffrey Lichtman, who is coming in to try to spin this situation because public opinion is against the city of New London.
You're good. They're
big
stealing
time.
People's houses.
Big time. I mean, there have been polls done in the 90% range. People are against this Supreme Court decision, and so they're going to bring this guy in to basically tell lies over and over again until people start to believe him.
And it works.
And it
works.
Work.
It's just amazing.
In fact, you're going to love this, man. Here's what he says. You're going to love the name of the other guy involved in the NLDC. The guy who they're hiring is Mr. Lichtman. He says, "The issue of eminent domain is very complex and often misunderstood. In this particular case, it's being used to scare homeowners into believing property can be taken because the private sector wants it for development. It's important the NLDC communicate...
It's not true what happened.
It's important to communicate the real facts to the public policy decision makers and local residents. Well, what are the real facts? He keeps talking about the real facts and communicating the right, you know, the right phrases and blah, 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 but he never actually says what the truth is. And, of course, the truth is they can take your property.
Yes, they can.
Because they're a violent gang of thugs. And
they
can do whatever they want to.
If it looks like they can make some money this way, they'll do it.
And it's that...
Because they don't care if you suffer.
It is that simple. It's not complex. Here's how it works. Politically connected business people or individuals... decide they want a piece of property. They go to their elected representatives, who they, of course, helped fund their campaigns, etc. Mm-hmm. And they say...
How else do you put a politician in your pocket?
They say, Councilman Manwich, we would really like to have this piece of property here, and I see you're coming up for re-election soon. Think you can help us out?
Well, I do. I should be representing my constituents. Well,
I don't think they even say that.
Yeah, right.
I don't think they
just bend right over and say, "Okay, we'll take it for you."
Well, that's why I got into politics, so I could make a bunch of money.
Right. So that's what they do.
Politicians aren't in business. They are not. None of them are in business to represent you. They're in business to represent the lobbyists.
There's no business going on in government. It's all scams. It's all a game. Anyway, get this. The name, appropriately enough. I mean, you can't make this stuff up. The name of the chief operating officer of the NLDC?
Mm-hmm.
David Goebel.
Well, he's the propaganda expert behind...
David Goebel. He's fond of describing the angry emails he received in the wake of the court decision. He says he changed many minds simply by providing people with the copy of the court's decision and explaining the benefits the project would bring to New London. Oh, shush, shush. Don't you worry about your property
rights. I'm sure
he
changed lots of people's opinion.
Yeah. He's just lying. He's just lying. Oh, tut-tut. Don't you worry about your property rights. Look at all these wonderful things this development will bring. It'll be so... we'll be so prosperous after this. Shh. We're not coming after you. Yet.
Nonsense.
Goebel continued, "We feel there's been a tremendous disservice done in the way the publicity's been handled. It's prudent for us, since we're on the firing line, to take some time to try to get the right storyline out."
I'd like to kick this guy in his teeth.
"To take some time to get the right storyline out. We're going to invent some things to say, and then we're going to say them over and over again." Let's go to the phones. Harry in New Jersey, you're on Free Talk Live with Ian Manwich.
Good evening, guys.
Hello, sir.
This is the C-band guy.
You, hey. I know, we know.
Okay, years ago, in most towns, okay, when there was no cable, the cable companies would arrive in the towns and tell the town council, "Well, we're going to wire you up for cable." But the only problem was the ordinance in town was written up by the cable companies, restricting C-band dishes for competition.
Hmm. Oh, really?
Yes. It's happened in this town, too. Years ago.
It figures.
And so the restrictions, I've got a copy of the ordinance here in my house,
mm-hmm.
and it says you can't build a dish larger than 3 feet. You have to put shrubs in front of the dish, which restricts microwave energy from coming into the dish.
Right.
So the ordinance is actually presented by the cable company.
Oh, yeah.
It figures. That's how it works. It's the whole thing. Government is nothing but a big scam.
Yeah, no question about it.
That's interesting. You know, I always wondered about that.
You aren't smart enough to have the freedom to put up your own satellite dish to be able to get down the programming you want to get.
Well, right, absolutely.
Seriously, I'd always wondered about that, and I'm glad you brought that up because I was curious as to... We knew that there wasn't much competition from C-band back in the 80s, but I didn't know why, and now it makes sense to me. That must have been all over the country.
Oh, yeah. And as a matter of fact, we had our own talk show from Gilroy, California. And what we would do was we would try to promote legislation to prevent the cable companies from having no competition. And we won in some cases and we lost in some others.
Just amazing. People with political connections using them to control others. It's disgusting. Harry, great call. Thanks for it, man. 800-259-9231. We have time to slip you in before we're done for tonight. We're done at 10 o'clock Eastern Time, so make your call now, 1-800-259-9231. Your comments on New London, breasts, we've been all over the map tonight, man, which this is Free Talk Live. More coming back.
Imagine enjoying your own health spa in the comfort of your own home daily at a fraction of the cost. No more imagining. It's time to experience the relaxing and rejuvenating Total Health Spa by HTE. The Total Health Spa consists of two medical devices working together to promote increased circulation and oxygenation, help to support proper body function through detoxification, cell regeneration, stress reduction, and so much more. The Total Health Spa begins with the original and only Qi machine. The Qi machine, which is a FDA regulated as a Class 1 medical device, maximizes the movement of the body, which helps provide relief through increased oxygen levels, allowing a sense of extreme comfort and pleasure. Enhance your experience with the Hot House. The Hot House produces its unique effect through beneficial radiant far infrared rays. It makes you feel absolutely terrific, the most effective and affordable complete body treatment available today. Call now and experience the Total Health Spa for a 14-day unconditional money-back guarantee. Call now, 1-877-300-0040.
Did you know the U.S. dollar was once a silver certificate? Nowadays, mentions of silver are nowhere to be found on the new Federal Reserve notes. The Fed can print as many dollars as they wish, thereby inflating the money supply and making the dollars that you have worth less and less. In fact, since the creation of the Federal Reserve in 1913, the U.S. dollar has lost 98% of its purchasing power. The situation keeps getting worse. There's an alternative to the Federal Reserve note, and it's called the Liberty Dollar. The Liberty Dollar is a private, legal currency that's 100% backed and 100% redeemable in gold and silver. It's America's second most popular currency. Every time you spend a Liberty Dollar, you're helping return America to value $1 at a time. Not only is it simple and fun to spend the Liberty Dollar, but how would you like to get paid for it? That's right, you can get the Liberty Dollar at a discount and use it at a profit. For more information, please visit dollar.freetalklive.com or call 1-800-NEW-DOLLAR. That's 1-800-NEW-DOLLAR or visit dollar.freetalklive.com.
Let's face it, we know that we're less than perfect when it comes to our diets. We all eat sugar, saturated fat, salt, probably don't get the exercise we should, and we all have to deal with daily stress. And all the vitamins and supplements in the world won't help you if your immune system is compromised because of our less than perfect eating habits and lifestyles. That's why Agaricus Bio is the number one dietary supplement that you should consider an absolute must if you're going to take any at all. The immune system is your body's first line of defense against disease, and Agaricus Bio strengthens and supports your immune system. That's why it's become the most popular immune support system for people and pets in Japan. A one-month supply of Agaricus Bio is only $34.95, and that's a small price to pay considering the alternatives. Call 877-817-9829. That's 877-817-9829, or visit thepowermall.com. How many times have you heard about people taking vitamin C and other vitamins and supplements to fight a cold? Well, with Agaricus Bio, you might not catch that cold in the first place. Call 877-817-9829 or visit thepowermall.com and order today. Agaricus Bio, because healthy is what you want to be.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-9231. That's 800-259-9231. And log on at freetalklive.com.
This is Free Talk Live, 1-800-259-9231. Andy Dean here with
you. And Manwich.
Join us online, freetalklive.com. We got good stuff for you there. All kinds of free stuff. The whole site. On the House. Archives. BBS. Live streaming. Shrine of Female Listeners. Updates. And much, much more. We've always given it to you for free. We always will. But we are asking for your help. We've created the AMP program, man. What is it?
Well, the AMP program is this essentially an opportunity for listeners to purchase
air conditioning. Yes, at a discount.
Commercial time. I'm so bad at this explanation. This real radio stuff, I'm not very good at it.
Well, what we're doing is, for $3 a month, you can help us AMP the show. And when we call it AMP, we mean advertise, market, and promote. We're literally taking your $3 a month and turning it right back around into industry advertising. We got ourselves a half-page ad in Talkers Magazine, which is a real big deal for us. I mean, it's getting us some attention in the industry, which is good. It means more radio stations are going to be coming on board. We're doing internet advertising with, for instance, like Google AdWords, Spark.com, that sort of thing. So we're literally taking all $3 and turning it right back around to promote the show, to get the message of freedom and liberty in front of as many people as possible. So if you like what we're doing here on Free Talk Live, if you like it when we tell you what the real situation is, that licensing is nothing more than a protection racket. That's what we talked about in hour number one tonight. Tonight and this hour, we're talking about New London in Connecticut, where we're talking about eminent domain, which is nothing more than a gang of violent thugs coming and taking your property from you. If you like this message and you want to help spread it, the AMP program is the best way to do it.
You could call your local talk stations, and that is very helpful as well. But with $3 a month, we can take that and go really far with it. So check out the details at amp.freetalklive.com. And as an added bonus, once we reach our goal, and we're about 4.5% of the way there.
Yeah, we're doing good.
In less than 2 months' time. When we reach our goal, we'll cut our commercial time by at least 25% and replace it with more show. You're literally buying out the commercial time with your $3 a month.
And we'll talk over that time.
Exactly. Sweet deal. So check it out at amp.freetalklive.com. We're talking about New London, Connecticut. They have, the bureaucrats have hired a slimeball propagandist to come in and start lying to the public, to start lying to the media about eminent domain. To try to smooth the situation over, because public opinion is very much against eminent domain at this point. So they're bringing in this loser.
This seems to be what politics is all about now.
Just telling people lies?
Yeah.
Just yeah, you're right.
Telling a lie and repeating it over and over again so everybody believes it.
Well, get this. Finally, this article gets to the opposition. They get to the Institute for Justice. Scott Bullock, an attorney with the Institute, says... He says that the public opposes eminent domain for private development. He's disputing the claim. He says, quote, "The idea that we're responsible for creating public concern about this is total fantasy. People have read the Supreme Court's opinion, and they've read Justice O'Connor's dissent, and they have drawn their own conclusions about this. I think it's insulting to the intelligence of the American public to even think that they could be bamboozled by us or by the media on this issue." Which is a great point, because that's what the government, that's what this slime ball Lichtenstein is suggesting. He's suggesting, boy, you guys have been taken by the Institute for Justice. They're trying to make it look like we can just take your property anytime we want to, which is absolutely the case.
Yes, absolutely true.
And he's pointing out that's what the dissenting opinion said. We didn't write the dissenting opinion. The Institute didn't write that. That was Sandra O'Connor. Who pointed out that the government can now take your property for whatever whim they want to.
Mm-hmm.
We're going to come back with more Monday night at 8 o'clock Eastern Time. Join us then. It's Benny in here with you.
And Manwich.
In the meantime, the fun continues online at freetalklive.com. Join us there, the bulletin board system, and much more. It's all waiting for you. And, of course, you can help us amp the show at amp.freetalklive.com. Good night.